You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Sunday, 4th of October, marks the day the Church remembers St. Francis. That's why I thought I'd join Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover, for a conversation focusing on St. Francis. Watch a change of pace and tone. Our Pope took the name Francis after St. Francis.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he liked the environmental side to Francis.
Oh, certainly.
Personally, I like very much the images of St. Francis preaching to the birds, no?
Oh, yeah, everyone has pictures of that. And Brother Jackass, and Brother this, and Brother Sister this, how he called the animal sisters and brothers.
I don't think he called them jackass. But anyway, how would you say jackass in Latin?
Well, it's Osinus, of course. Osinus, brother ass or something like that. I forget.
And anyway, how would you say pro-environmental stance and love of animals? The environment, environmental.
Environmental stance. Okay, it's locorum, ambitus locorum. It's the surrounding condition of places. That's the environment.
So
you say curabat locorum ambitum. He was taking care of the surrounding condition of places. That's how he would say was an environmentalist.
Can I ask you to translate something St. Francis said when he preached to the birds?
What did he say? I don't even know.
My sisters, listen to the word of God. You have great reason. You have great reason to praise the Creator. He has covered you with feathers. He has given you wings to fly. He has placed you in the air where breathing is so pure.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Can I ask you to translate some of that?
Yeah, that you can do easily. Audite sorores. Listen, sisters. Audite sorores. Aves. What, to listen to what?
To the word of God.
De Ipsius Sermonem, Vocem.
You have great reason to praise the Creator. He has covered you with feathers.
Magnam habetis rationem et causam creatoris laudandi. Of praising the Creator because...
He has covered you with feathers. He has given you wings to fly.
Okay. I would say quipe qui vos, plumis cooperuerit. Yeah, he covered you with feathers. Et
he has given you wings to fly.
Alasque ad volandum adidit. He stuck on wings to fly.
He has placed you in the air where breathing is so pure.
In auram, I would say. In auram vos ejo emisit ubi spiritus est purissimus, where the breath or the breathing is the purest.
One day St. Francis, while he was preaching to the birds, spoke specifically to swallows and told them to shut up, basically. Because they were making such a din. How do you say how do you say that, to shut up and stop making such a din?
He would probably say obutescite or conticescite hirundines swallows, hirundines obutescite. Keep quiet, you swallows.
You have made yourselves heard long enough. It is my turn now to speak.
Okay, very good. Jam satis diu. Let me see. Oh, jam satis diu. Vos facitis ut audiami. You make it that you are here, that you are being heard. Nunc mea partes sunt. Now the role is mine. Or nunc meum est, now it's up to me, speaker to do.
Listen then to the word of God and keep silence while I preach.
Ah, okay. Auditote ergo dei verbum et me consonante tacitote. And may you be quiet as I am giving my sermon.
And they immediately ceased the noise.
Ah, illicoque et illico clamare cessaverunt. They stopped screeching.
The other story is, of course, the famous one, is about St. Francis and the wolf, no?
I don't remember all those details.
Well, basically, the wolf came out to meet Francis, and he was unable to tame him with the sign of the cross.
He was able to tame him or not?
He was not able to tame him.
Ah, okay. A proteid lupus. Quem Franciscus crucis signum domare or conduce facile to train non poterat.
This wolf was killing people and livestock, no, at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So what St. Francis did when he was unable to tame him with the sign of the cross, he admonished him for his behaviour, but then he said to him, quote, "But I desire, brother wolf," this is a brother, the swallows were sisters, but this is brother wolf, "to make peace, to make peace between you and them, so that you may offend no more."
And they, oh, yeah, that's all right.
"And they shall forgive you all your past offences, and neither men nor dogs shall pursue you any more."
Okay.
St. Francis, and if you can translate what I'm saying now, St. Francis promised that the people would bring the wolf food, since he was well aware that hunger had caused every crime.
Politicus est, inculas, the inhabitants, cibum et nutrimentum ad laturos, amaturos esse ad lupes, ad lupos, they would bring food to the wolves.
Since he was well aware that hunger has caused his killing.
Ah, bene, cum exploratum, bene haberet, famem ipsam, hunger itself, famem ipsam, lupos ad occidentum impulisse, had driven the wolves to kill.
And now I want you here. After that, the deal was sealed with a hand paw shake. The shake of hand paw.
The hand of the what is sealed? The deal is sealed.
Sealed with a hand paw shake. With a hand, well, the wolf had a paw, and St. Francis.
I see. What did he say? Okay. Ungentis manibus. Ungentis manibus. By joining hands, fetus est factum. The covenant was made by joining hands, let's say.
Well, no. St. Francis had a hand, but the wolf had a paw.
So. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Oh, that's enough. Sir manibus or membris, okay.
How'd you say paw?
I'm trying to think of a special word. It doesn't come to mind that they used a different thing. I mean, some of the Romans didn't have some words. Like Latin doesn't have a word for toes, for feet and hands, but they don't have a word for a toe.
Oh dear.
And so I have to look up paws, just like a paw.
Well, it's given our listeners something to look for in the dictionaries, then.
Oh, absolutely. This afternoon, immediately.
You were listening there to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, our popular Latin lover, who was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.